Guys.
Girls.
We have a massive announcement. Obviously, the boys, Chunks and Philly, have invited us on their show. And it's only right that we decide to plug the biggest thing that's going to happen next year. Obviously, Woo! This is the second best podcast in the world. We are obviously the first.
Of course.
We might as well plug it. So May 26, 2024. Jimmy, tell them where we're going to be.
Bro, we're going to be at the O2 Arena.
Come on.
For the biggest you've ever had show. Shits and Gigs live.
Come on.
I'm not going to lie, tickets are almost sold out.
Flying off the shelf.
So guys, please go to our website, shitsandgigs.co.uk, or just go to the O2 website, do whatever you can. Please come and see us. It's going to be a sick show.
It's going
to
be
We're investing the entire budget just into production to give like the best performance that we can give.
Facts. We're giving everything back.
Yeah. We're giving everything back. So please guys, find it in your hearts to come and see us.
Wow.
Let's go.
Thank you.
And me and Philly will be there too.
We haven't been invited.
You're on the guest list already.
You're on the guest list, G.
Oh.
You guys are patterned.
That's fine, what is that stage in the back so we can see you guys after? Oh, hey,
wherever you want, man. Wristbanding, yeah. Triple A, lanyards,
we'll be there too.
Now I'll probably get a little box hit you.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah,
you can
do that. A box.
Yeah. Mm. Oh no, but we'll talk after. Don't worry about that. Well, we will be there.
Well done, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think we've been rolling. Well, here we go, boys.
Come on,
man.
I'm excited. Thank you for returning a favour.
Yeah, man. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Happy to be here, man. Us, guys.
Yeah, man.
This is Peng.
No, it's you lot's studio is mental.
Bro, I don't even think...
It's just spacious.
It's just bigger. That's it.
Yeah. It's a lot bigger.
It's just spacious.
And I like how they got the little bar stool thing.
Yeah.
And then this cold car. Oh, I forgot the mandem's names.
Ellis and Rem.
So like, Rem's got his table. Ellis has got his table. What's Ellis got in front of his table? There's a little thing.
Oh, there's a little plaque.
Ellis the menace.
It's cold. You lot set up is cold.
Well, thank you for coming on, boys.
Genuinely
means the world. Chunks is going to do the intro.
No, I'm not, because you did the last one.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a great pleasure to have my boys here. The ones and only, the hottest right now. I'm not afraid to admit that. Put your hands together and give them a round of applause. Shits and Gigs, AKA James and Fufu.
Fuego.
Let's go.
How did the nickname for Fufu had come around? Like Fuego.
Why Fuego?
You're trying to say he's hot?
I think they just told me Fuego from uni.
From time, innit?
Yeah, but why though?
I don't know.
Because more time, nicknames are based around something, innit? Like, my name's Felipe, so like, it got annoying people saying Felipe.
That's not my name, it's Felipe.
So that's why I come up with Philly.
You know what I mean?
So where does Fuego come from?
Bro, it's been so long now. Yeah. I don't even remember how it started, bro. It just...
My name on your phone is Fuego, innit? Yeah.
You literally saved as Fuego.
What's your nickname?
You just
Jimmy.
Jimmy, innit? That man used to call me Jimmy. I hate the Jimmy though. It's just butters, bro.
It doesn't suit you.
Pick up all the Jimmys out there though,
but it just doesn't suit my brother.
I forget Jimmy Savile.
Bro.
Yeah, crazy.
Now I definitely hate it.
Yeah, generally, bro. You don't want that name.
What's your nickname?
Chunks?
No, but that's like...
Oh, sexy boy.
Yeah, cold.
Come on.
Cold. Mandem, are we gamers?
I try to be, bro.
I'm not really in it, bro.
But you know what it is? I have to. If I'm doing it, everything in my life, it has to be like very OCD, like religious. So I just set up a new PC in it, and then like I need at least 4 hours a night. And obviously, COD just dropped, and I'm scared to like dive in. Because that's me. That's every day now. I'm not stopping.
I went to bed yesterday at 7 a.m.
Yeah, that's what it's gonna be like.
It's amazing.
Oh my god.
The movement on it is sick. The meta right now is the DG and the flipping swarm.
Yeah.
It's going off.
One of my boys just sent a vid of him just sniping like a madman.
Sniping like a madman.
It's looking juicy.
Oh, I would love to play COD with you, man, you know.
I've got it, but I would love to because Chunks is not really into the games. Mm.
Swear?
Yeah.
No, I don't like games, man.
Like he plays Ultimate Team every year. He'll spend like $5,000, have the best team.
I'm not making this up, by the way.
He'll spend like $5,000, buy the best team.
Jeez.
And then after a month, not play again.
Yeah. Did I even start this game, FC24?
Oh, you didn't start this one?
I said, no, but I'm done with games, but I don't know why. I just got to that age where I'm just like, I can't be bothered anymore. I think that's fair, for me, it's a commitment, bro. It's a genuine commitment, bro. Like, I have to turn on, and plus the game just completely changed. Like, I'm not good at it anymore. That's probably why I hate it. I used to be one of the best in the whole area, bro. I was winning tournaments as a youth, but as I got older, I just realized I was losing my touch.
Well, yeah, well, nowadays, lads, if you don't know, I stream on Twitch every day at Young
brother,
Philly.
We know this, man.
I see it, bro.
Yeah, promote it every day, bro.
Yeah, because this show gets millions of views, and I'm like,
let's go.
You get what I'm saying?
Let's go.
So yeah, it's actually quite a good thing these days because I'm making a good, more than an honest living.
I'm hearing
of playing
bro,
games.
I'm
hearing
that streaming bag is different.
Yeah, of playing games in my house. Do you get what I'm saying? So. Boys, I recommend.
Calm down.
Here's a question, you know, I've just realized. Do you boys do anything individually? You see how like, cool, me and Chunk's duo, but we're a separate entity as well. Like, do you not have anything that you do alone?
I do some stuff alone, bro, but.
How's your one?
But this one, it's a silent one. Yeah. You know what that means, innit? What? Switch of
swapsies.
Bro,
swapsies.
Do you know why I get angry about the swapsies thing? He knows why. There was time ago, oh, this is out of context. There was time ago, years ago, all of the man must have been in like a strip club, innit?
I do love the strippers.
Yeah, bro. Mm. One of my boys was like, let's just like, they had this big, big room. And it was like, all the man them get a dance all the same time. It'd be jokes, yada, yada, yada.
It is jokes.
Bro, so all in there, every man's gonna dance from a different girl. No one's chatting yet. I'm thinking, yeah, it's calm. How about the one that I'm dancing with, only mine, is like, does anyone want to swap?
Oh, shit.
Dead silence in the
room. She didn't fool your wood when she was dancing.
Bro, dead silence
in
there.
What, didn't you have an owner?
Bro, I didn't have nothing, bro. I didn't have dignity, apparently.
Yeah, all of us were locked in.
Everyone was locked in. No one said nothing. All I heard was like, no, I'm good still. I'm good still. And she was like, no. All right, then. Yeah. And then just carried on. I was like, brother, most embarrassing time of my life.
And that's very sorry.
Do you enjoy it?
No, it's dead, bro.
That's very unprofessional.
I hear it as well, though.
Where was the strip club, though?
I feel like it's like you're starving and you're just staring at a cheeseburger. Like, nothing could really happen. You can't eat it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah, that's why.
The analogy might be crazy. I don't want it to eat the jar.
No.
You know what I mean? But you know what I'm trying to say.
That's how I feel about the ones in the UK. You see, when I went to one in LA, like, it's just probably a whole different, what Chunks is probably listening is like, what the fuck are these men on?
It's nice to listen to this. I want to hear it.
Yeah, but when I went to one in LA, boys, it's different. Imagine I've only taken out £5. I've done 10.
10 quid?
No.
£10,000 in a strip club.
I kept on going to the ATM. It was mental. But then hear what?
Well, go on.
Roddy Wave has walked in. Said Roddy Wave?
Rod Wave.
Roddy Rich. Man said Roddy Wave.
Because it's Rod Wave and Roddy Rich.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah. Roddy Rich has walked in, And
is he as short as people say, by the way?
Yes, he's very, very short. Like AJ Shabil height.
Yeah, fucking hell.
But he's had three men walk in front of him. Everyone's got duffels. He's got his duffels. Bro, he sat down, took out all the cash. I'm not exaggerating. I was the man. I'm from London.
Yeah.
They all know I got bread. You get me? I got my little chain on. I had about 15 gal around me. Yeah. The second Roddy walked in, bro, there was two jars left on my table.
Bro, you have to leave, bro. Your night's done, bro.
No, but me like a waste, man, I'm just looking from afar. Like, I'm just like seeing his pattern and I'm just going, I hope you clock who I am, but you're not going to clock me, Philly.
Yeah.
I think he knows who Philly is. No, Philly, bro. That
not
was
in that room
vet.
As well, bro.
Exactly.
He's watching Cheek.
He's not watching man in that room.
That's the only place I do enjoy it because it's like
in a room with Cheek. He's trying to say, where's that ass?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Part of the culture out there, it's like you got to have a mad bunda on you. Like,
yeah. LA's built different. You guys been LA?
We just came back from LA.
We did
a podcast run over there.
You got to the strip club there as well?
Yeah. It was sick, man.
Oh, boys, man. Well done, man.
Is there any strip clubs out there?
Nah, bro.
No.
We're on business, bro.
Business.
We're on business, bro.
No pleasure.
Nah.
That's on business.
I
don't want to talk too much. So
is that the first time you've flown out?
Now we went there
for the pod. I mean,
for the pod.
For work wise,
I think that's the first time we've been to America.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was good. A good time. Man. We were there for like 10 days. Time. We did like LA, a week York, in LA and then 3 days
jet
in New York.
Lag must have tamped you up,
brother.
Yeah, 11-hour flights,
bro.
Yeah, I know.
Awake at 4 a.m. wide awake.
Any guest you were shocked to have?
Nah. Well, we did only do one thing for our show.
Yeah,
we did everyone else's podcast.
We went
around and did it. Guested on everyone else's thing.
That's very smart, bro.
Thank you, bro.
What's your American fan base looking like? Stats-wise?
It's like 40%.
It's the highest percentage of our audience, yeah.
Big American audience, man.
Oh, so you lot were getting clocked left, right, and center then?
Yeah.
I must have been sick, man.
It was decent, man.
American feeling. Shitting gigs?
Yeah, it was a good feeling.
Yeah, it was decent, man. But them man shout. We was walking down the street in New York. Some bear in his car here like, James!
Beeping his car said, James.
Beeping. I was like, bro, what's going on?
Like, you know his
chest, bro. James!
Yeah, dead
dad. Right, and he's like, yeah, what's going on? I was like, bro, New York, you know?
It must be mad.
Yeah.
Because I remember every time that feeling of going to a new country saying, I'm not going to get clocked here. Mm. And then it's in the airport and, oh my God, what you doing? It's like,
I'm just
from London. You got to show me love. Oh, God.
Bro, it's decent, man.
That's why I always recommend Australia, because 24 hours away and people are clocking you left, right, and center. It's mad. It's a mad feeling.
Australia's a big one for us as well. Yeah. Like 20%, something like that.
There you go. Yeah. Something you have to do, man. But I want to actually get onto this, man. Mm. So, you guys know what's happening right now with AI and all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, of course.
What's your opinion on AI, quickly?
I mean, it's going to take a couple of man's jobs. Probably in this room.
That's mad. That's what he was going to say.
Our editor is shook. He don't want to talk about it. Every time we bring it up, he don't like talking about it. But yeah, it's patterning.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So I'm hearing that there's actually an AI model that's on OnlyFans, right? So she's not real, but she's making 50 grand a month, 15
how,
grand a month.
How that is that even possible, bro? Bro, why are people paying for robots?
Who's holding the bag? Just like her designer or like whatever?
That's a good question. I, Lawrence,
who's holding the bag?
Who keeps the money?
Agency.
Wow. So you're telling me people are horny for robots nowadays? You know the world is
no,
fucked,
but I've seen that because certain times when I've scrolled on the own up, I'll see like anime own.
Oh, like a hentai thing.
Hentai.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it's called?
You said that hentai. You said that with confidence, man.
Yeah. Dark is laughter. But anyway, fuck it.
So
there you go. James says he loves hentai.
Bro, I just see what I see. And when I'm scrolling, homepage sends up a madness. Yeah. So
there you go, as you guys can see.
This is the AI thing.
So for the audio listeners, we're showing
that's not possible.
An AI model that's making the 15 bags a month.
That looks like 15 bags worth, though.
That's not wild, bro.
So
they're rendering actual genitals.
Okay, that's too much.
That's too much. You could just put a 12-inch on a robot if you want, isn't it? You could do what you want, bro.
That's too much.
It's mental, isn't it?
But it is getting so real, because even my editor on Adobe, he uses an AI thing. Don't you use it as well?
Yeah, there we go.
Lawrence uses the same thing. Your editor probably uses it. And it will cut it up. So like every time someone's talking, it will take out all the silence bits and it's already half cut up. So all he's got to do now is just
touch it up. In trouble,
do you get what I'm saying? So boys, I reckon it will get like that. The way you got to look at it, like if now this woman's getting 15 bags, imagine they could do podcasts, bro.
They've tried it before. They've done one the other day where they had Joe Rogan talking to Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs?
Yeah.
Isn't he dead and buried?
Bro, dead.
And Leave him in his grave, man.
It was AI voice. It was his voice and Steve Jobs' voice.
It was fake Joe Rogan and fake Steve Jobs. He might have got paid for that or not.
No, do you want me to be honest? I don't like this.
Yeah, it's scary, bro.
It's very, very scary. And like,
why is it scary?
Because I Am Legend is going to happen. It's one of them ones.
The robot joints.
Yeah, come on, man.
Do you know
I Am Legend? The zombie thing.
I remember.
But I'm saying more as in, have you not seen them little scams that have gone about? I remember it was a TikTok that I watched recently, and the guy basically got a phone call from somebody saying, oh, your son's been in a hospital accident, he's broke his nose or something like that, or he's hurt somebody and now he's in court, he's been arrested. That's the one it was. He's been arrested, you have to pay for the bond, and he was telling him information about his son and everything. So he was like, listen, you have to pay the money over transfer right now and then I can get him out. Some bullshit like that. His dad's bugged out now, but because his dad's more smarter, he's called his son and said, yo, are you in the matting? Mm. He goes, no, I'm at home, what are you talking about? So he was like, and a lot of people have been done by the scam because it sounds like somebody that's legit and it's like, yo, bro, they're taking advantage of
people. I know,
there's
so many little scams like that.
It's hella scams, bro.
You know what one back in the days used to get me? It was like, oh, click on this link, you've just missed your delivery. Man, click on the link, they got access to
these delivery ones.
Do you know what happened to me? Oh my God, I'm not making this up, blood.
Well gone, bro.
No, I swear on my mother's life. Well, I've never been so scared in my own house, bro.
Well gone.
Imagine, I've just finished having a wank, No, serious. No, hear me out. Yeah. Hear me out. Yeah, I've just finished having a wank, And like when I wank, I get things set up. Like, I don't know about you, boys.
Set up?
No, I do. I've got a routine. Yeah. I like my cream there. I like my sock. I like nothing in the sock these days.
Yeah.
I like the lappy there. And I always have something on the TV. I finished the wank now, yeah? And on my mother's life, you know, someone was moving my computer.
Yeah.
Bro, they've opened up a new tab and then I panicked and moved it and then they stopped. But I should have let them see what they was going to do in it.
I would have let them.
I've seen.
Boys, but as the mouse is moving, my heart dropped.
Is your camera thing open?
Huh?
Wood out.
Is your camera on? They've seen everything.
Yeah,
I've always thought that. I used to come on
camera soon.
Young
Philly pressuring himself.
No, but I'll be honest.
Young Philly's Young Willy.
No, never is it. Never is it young and you don't address it.
Post
man
as well.
I got strap on mine.
And it's a soft thing.
No.
Yeah.
Mind strength and unity. Like, I've got a lot of
situations there.
Yeah, I've got a situation.
Yeah. All right, so guys, would you pay for a OnlyFans, an AI OnlyFans?
No. What's
bro,
the point?
I'm not paying for AI. I'm not paying for regular degular. No, I'm not paying. Is,
so you're
not
just, you've never paid for OnlyFans?
Be honest now. If you, so a girl from your school that you've always fancied in that, she's all randomly jumped on OnlyFans. Are you not curious?
Nah, no, I'm curious, but
curious
I'm not.
Is the word, yeah. But not
I've said this before, bro. On. Once it asks for the long card number, I'm not.
You're
I
not
can't,
you're grabbing the card to tap it.
Because it's not an Apple painting.
You got like
reading glasses on, like
nah.
Yeah, I feel like a waste, man.
Makes sense. So would you now consider it cheating now if, so let's say your girl, or if you had a girl in a hypothetical situation, or whatever, she's bought an AI's OnlyFans, but it's a man. Is that cheating?
It's not cheating, it's not cheating. She's single
crazy
now.
How is it not though? Ain't cheating sometimes.
She's single now.
Yeah, she's not my girl.
Yeah, because ain't cheating now sometimes the fault, not even just the act. Or am I bugging?
Because let's say she's having a full-blown conversation with an AI robot and she's saying, I can't wait to mess you in that.
Like she's done. It's done. What are we talking about? That's intense.
But imagine how embarrassing it is when you go back to your mum's house and you're like, oh, where is she? He goes, yeah, she's cheating on me with a robot. Like, it's
I'd have to
fucked.
Lie. I'd have to lie for sure.
I'm
lying, bro. Yeah.
I wouldn't say the robot thing. I'll make stuff up.
Yeah, I'll say she was kidnapped or something.
Yeah, I'll make stuff up.
Let's call the police then.
Yeah.
What happens then?
Is she going to call the police?
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you doing this?
Yeah. Let me grieve how I want to grieve.
Do you not know when I'm lying or not? Are you my mum or not? Move on, bro. What do you mean?
Hey, boys, it feels good to be with you like again, you know.
Swear, man.
Yeah, man, for real. Hand on heart. Hand on heart, man.
Love, man. Love.
It's really, really nice to be with you like again.
Listen, I can't make eye contact when people speak like that.
Why?
Because it's just like, it gets me in it.
Yeah, well, let it get you, bro. I mean that shit for real, man.
That's a bit.
It's kind of wise. No, it's not a wise.
The audio listeners are thinking,
should we give them that room?
I'm very proud of you, man. I see a lot of me and Chunks in YouTube, do you get what I'm saying? And it's just so sick to see it from like...
That's a pause.
Yeah, that's a man, bro.
Man sees a lot of YouTube and us. I said, that's a pause.
A lot, you know.
I can't believe these, man.
That's a pause.
Man said, not just a tip.
Just everything.
Whole thing.
Man said, strength and unity. All up in there. Come on, star.
I see a lot of us in there.
Come on.
Rotting.
Nah,
sorry,
bro.
He's talking about me. He's talking about himself.
I do.
You don't really see a lot of me in anything.
I really do.
You need to sit out with all that stuff, Carl. I didn't.
And I didn't expect us to get on the way we did in that pod we did for you. Nah.
Oh, you thought we were dickheads?
Nah, never. Because I wouldn't agree to go on it or even giving you my number. Forget going on it. I wouldn't have given you my number. He knows what I'm like. But I knew we'd get along, but not the way we did. Mm. And I didn't expect the episode to do what it did on the internet the way it did.
Oh, bro, it went mad.
Like, Everyone went mad. How about this? I went to, what country did I go to briefly after? I went to Qatar, I went Vegas, and I went Abu Dhabi. Yeah. People would come up to me and mention that podcast. So like, remember, that episode did a lot for me and getting a new fan base, bro. Like, people wouldn't come up to me and go, oh, I see the videos with you and Sidemen or on your channel, or I love your Twitch. No, bro, they'd say, oh, I see the podcast and you guys were talking about Suck It and like, you know what I'm saying? So,
you know what question I was getting from that? The most asked question, FAQ, yeah? Is James gay? That's
bro.
All people ask me. Get that loads.
Yeah.
But do you know what it is? That must be jarring. Like.
Yeah, I like it. It doesn't jar me. I like
good.
It.
Good.
Because you know what it is as well? Is that like, I've had, this is not even to like flex or anything like that. Like, I've had
so much pause.
Gyal with their man be like, please don't tell me you're gay. Like, please don't tell me. I'm like, your man's here on a meet and greet.
Yeah.
Like, he's here holding your bag. And you're like, please don't say you're gay. Like, please don't say you're gay.
What did that do for them?
Bro, facts. I don't even know. So like, it doesn't bother me because it's like, people don't care.
Yeah.
They like to make all the, and then
But it's I think it's more for you on the entertainment, because in terms of like some people like me growing up, I've had a lot of friends that will do that, the gay quote unquote gay banter, but it's kind of like it's their bag and it just makes it funny. But you know, the day to day, they're just like regular schmegular peeps.
You know? That's the thing. You know what it is as well? Like I've said this story a couple of times, but like this one actually like really, 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 really meant a lot to me. One time we have a mutual friend. We were on a night out one time and she come up to, she's a school teacher and she teaches like year 8, year 9, whatever. And she was like, oh, there was one one thing we did where Fuhad was talking about like the best Christmas present he would give me. And I was like, bro.
You must want me to suck the skin of your dick, bro.
And then.
Because of the fact, obviously, he knows James so well. So he's basically saying what James would want. And you can see like he's actually.
But anyway, she came up to me and she was like, oh, one of my year eights the other day asked his boy for a pencil. And he said, bro, I'll suck the skin off your dick if you give me that pencil. And everyone was cracking up. But what she said, yeah, she was like, to see, there's never been a time where you can have a bunch of black guys from London at that age, 14 years old, making gay jokes and no one's saying nothing. Everyone's just laughing. Everyone's just having a time of it.
The reference, isn't it?
The reference.
I think if he changed, if he used a different lyric there, people would have been like,
People are like, rah, bro. But the fact that everyone can like look at that and see like what we call like a more nuanced sense of masculinity, and everyone could just have a joke and there's no hard feelings and it's just banter. Yeah. I think people feel confident to make sus jokes like that in a time where like, bro, in my school, nobody's saying that, bro.
Yeah,
that pencil be on your neck.
You can't run bars like that, bro. You couldn't even say eat pom in your eight.
That's mad. You couldn't even drop a bar.
We said that in
previous episodes. Yeah. I was just saying,
swear.
You couldn't say it. How it's become acceptable, like, as in, especially the Caribbeans. I remember the Jamaican people in my school, like, I love Jamaican people. And they'll just start calling you a bobcat. And you know what I'm trying to say? And then fast forward 15 years later, people are eating ass. You know what I'm trying to say? So I was basically saying, as in, things change over time because what becomes more acceptable. I feel like the more the generations go on, we just get more disgusting.
Man eating bum?
I've eaten bad before.
Yeah, I want to try it.
I want to try it, you know.
Fresh out the shower, bro. It's calm.
Yeah. You got to try it with like a sweet one, though. Not anyone that you just find.
She needs to have your heart, bro. Don't just...
I love how roadies, man, are, man.
Yeah. you have to.
Yeah. That's like, come on, bro. Grow up. Don't ask me a question.
We've been doing it.
Come on.
Yeah. We ate jealous.
Stop.
Go on and ask this one. That's a good question.
What?
This one.
AI?
Yeah. No, this one.
You ask it if you're just going to keep saying this
no,
one.
No, I like when you lead it, you know.
All right.
I actually prefer him leading it.
All right, so.
I've leaded a couple, but.
I'm letting you land. Go on.
No, just forget. You looked at me in a way like that.
You're going to say something crazy, yeah. Of course, you have a podcast, a very successful one. But is there any other times where you're like, I wish we went into this bag instead? For example, I feel like you guys do, like, you have your structure when it comes to podcasting. Do you guys, first of all, the question is, do you guys watch other podcasts? And do you wish that maybe you could be more similar to somebody else's? If so, who?
Good question.
I necessarily don't watch that many podcasts, period. I haven't prior to even starting, when we started our pod. But when we did start our pod, there was no one I felt like, oh, I wish we could be like X. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't feel like that was a lane we wanted to go into. We just wanted to do it for the banter, you know? So
Yeah. I wouldn't say there's anyone that I've ever look to him and think, damn, I wish we were more like that. I do respect people. Like you, man, for example, obviously you do like a lot of like collab stuff, but like the fact that you, man, do solo stuff in general is mad to me. Mm. Whenever like any time, I don't even like, we could go to a shoot or whatever. And if I'm 10 minutes early, I'm sitting in a car, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not going in there by myself. Mm. So like when I see you, man, and like when people hosting like solo podcasts, and they're just doing like hour long conversations and they're running the whole thing.
Mental.
I'm like, how are you doing this?
It's
like,
exhausting, man.
I've got like, no matter what, we can have a guest in and if it's dead, I can just be like, we can just bounce, and then like ping one over here, bounce, ping one over here. And it's like, everything's calm. If it's just me in there, I'm like.
What's that guy in America that I like, Lawrence?
Theo Von, hilarious.
He's an animal, bro.
Yeah.
He's an animal, bro.
Like to add to your question, sometimes I think the structure is a load of wank. I feel like it's all down to the host.
Yeah, facts. Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying? Because someone else could have your exact same structure of how you run your podcast.
They're not you guys, start with
the roast, do the same best friend test that we did, but it just won't hit. Do you get what I'm saying? So I feel like, what's his name again?
Theo Von.
So someone like Theo, does he do that alone? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah,
but he also has his own one with Who's got a pod with nowadays? Is it Joe Rogan or is this?
Nah, Brendan. Sorry?
Yes, I think because he has another podcast.
He's got a couple, man. Brendan? He's got one with Brendan called Sat an Hour or something like that.
Theo's
a unit, bro. You know what? Props to him. He made it into. So fun fact about Theo, he's had that podcast, the one that's going viral all the time. He's had that for like 7-8 years.
Oh, so why is it randomly gone now?
TikTok, bro. Mm. He jumped on TikTok last year. Everyone's seeing what this bear's on. Mm. And now I saw his rap the other day. Not his rap, but I saw like top podcast rapped. I keep an eye on everything. He's like top 10 in the world now.
Mad.
Top 10 in the world. And he's been doing it for years and years and years and years. And he was just like middle. And because he's a successful comedian, that was the only reason he was kind of like relevant.
What did you man hit?
In the world? No, I didn't even check.
UK is different now.
Yeah. No, you should have checked.
What about UK?
Where do we land in the UK? Yeah. I checked the charts on. I haven't checked the charts in a time.
Checked in a minute.
I think we've ever done is like number two.
Who was number one?
Joe
Rogan, bro.
Yeah, Joe's always.
He's number one in like 90 countries.
Why don't I know who Joe Rogan is, man?
You do. You know, if you see him by face.
Barlet Geezer. But hey, bro, Joe Stocky, Rogan is
the truth.
Guy.
He's the truth. Yeah. He's the truth.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be honest, I was watching anything he does, man. Like, I remember he's had Elon Musk on.
Yeah.
He's had like, he's had
the guy that owns UFC.
No, that's
Dana White. It looks similar.
He
to
does like,
is he English?
No.
So why would he be the top in the UK?
Because
in the UK, that's who they listen
to the most. Joe Rogan is number one, like you said, in 90 different countries. Me, I would love to get into the true crime bag, you know?
Oh.
You know, I want to do like a little segment, little 10, 15 minutes where we speak about one true crime.
That could slap.
That could slap.
That could slap.
Let us know in the comments, guys, because you know me and true crime, I'll be honest with you, like, I love documentaries.
Same,
serial killers. By the way, just let me put it out there. I'm not a serial
caveat. Yeah.
Just a quick caveat. You know how people are. He might have caught two bodies. No, I just like watching. I don't know why, because I like to see how they can get into this mindset. And then I realize, it's because of their upbringing, or the dad wasn't involved. He used to be in jail. The mom used to do drugs. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, it's nice to see the psychology and the science in front.
Yeah,
you know what I'm trying to say?
Man.
And like how all the serial killers are the big ones. I just like, you can see they had the most effed up upbringing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I do just like watching it and researching.
Certain crimes are so dark.
Like Raphael Rowe, another one of my friends that I think he got imprisoned. He was in prison for X amount of years and like he didn't even do the crime.
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean? And now what he does is on Netflix, he goes on and visits the craziest prisons all around the world. That's probably one of my favorite shows ever, bro. Like he goes to these South American ones where they play football, kick-ups with a beheaded head and shit.
I promise you now there's not enough money in the world
to
maybe
go
there, bro.
I was this close. We're in talks literally to see me visit in prisons worldwide.
No.
I would love to watch it.
Yeah.
But brother, I'd be on my knees praying.
He was this close to being raped.
You'd be on your what?
Knees praying.
Oh, I can't even banter that.
He's had experiences where he was close to being raped in prison.
Hey,
bro.
And that's why I wouldn't want to do true crime. Not our word for me. I don't even like saying it, bro.
Yeah, it's just the harsh
reality, I know, but it's just allow me. I don't want to speak on it. Not on my platform. You know what I mean? Like,
bro. What the hell is this?
Yeah, what is that, Lawrence? No way. You man in front of us. Look, so you're 14th, we're 15th.
Oh, right.
No, but I want to know the rap. Like, I want to know where these man ended up for the year last year, correct?
Are you effing updating this as it goes along?
He's a bad boy.
You legend, bro.
He's a bad boy.
Yeah, I wasn't there before.
No, that
wasn't there. I was thinking
So what is this? So basically, guys, the audio listeners, we're basically just looking at a screen right now, which is showing the top podcast where Shits and Gigs are in 14th. I don't know what this season is, but then you've got the Chunks of Philly show in 15th. Spotify.
What category is it?
That's top podcast.
Just top podcast.
I'll give you man flowers for this year. This is in, how many episodes you man done now?
Seven
episodes out. Right. This is what happens every single time people start a new podcast, who already have a following. First episode drops, they go to like top five in the charts.
Yeah.
And they'll stay there for the first week. And then after that, they'll
trickle down.
To be seven episodes in and still in the top 20 is very impressive.
Ratings.
Thank you, man.
Okay, very impressive. I think I'm bad at taking nice things.
Nah, bro, very impressive.
A bit shy.
It says a lot. I'm not even joking.
Thank you,
always happens. Anyone starts one, bang, top 10. Everyone's gassed and they're posting it like, yeah, bro, I'm number one in the country. Da, 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 da. 2 days later, check again. Yeah, starts lucky to be in the top 100 because everyone just loves the fad of it. And the way that Spotify do the top podcast analytics, I look into this stuff all the time. The way they do it is a combination of, so top podcast is not to do with numbers, but to do with percentage of popularity. So it's just like, if you had nothing yesterday and now you've got 10,000 people listening tomorrow, then your popularity is through the roof. But next week, if you've only, if you had 10,000 all week and next week you've only got 10,010, you're like bottom, because I don't care. Because it's like, it's all about retention and continuous growth, continuous growth. So if you can stay in like the top 10, top 20 consistently for a long time, I think we were there for like 42 weeks last year. I can't remember.
That's amazing. Wait, no, I can't remember. Give the man the flowers. Well done, boys.
But it just means that you're continuously getting bigger.
Yeah, straight.
And retention as well.
Toot that horn.
Yeah.
100%, bro. You
obviously, I get 48 million views on a video on YouTube, but so what I think what we should do is...
So yeah, I took my breath away. Yeah. I can't even say anything. Yeah, wow.
But I went on my channel, so it's not even that much of a flex. It was Sidemen.
Guys, we have a little segment here where we do blind ranking. Not sure if you've seen it. We like to see where you would rank these particular things. So this today's subject is... controversial kind of conspiracy theories.
I bet.
And you have to rank it in which one you believe the most.
Okay, bet.
Yeah?
Okay.
So, pyramids being built by aliens.
Is that a five?
Yeah, I was going to ask, is it out of five? Is that a 10?
Out of five, so five.
One to five.
Do you believe pyramids. That or not?
I didn't even know that was a conspiracy.
No, because if I'm honest, pyramids, it's very wild, it is a conspiracy. How they're built that big, How many years ago, everything's precise. Everything's perfect and precise.
Like, if one thing was askew, the whole thing would topple over. Like, bro, yeah, it's a precise thing.
They've done studies as well, like where the rock that is made, the rocks that make the pyramids are not from that area. They've come from like hundreds of miles away.
And they transport.
Bro, 5,000 years ago, they didn't have the technology to bring those materials over. So how are they doing it? No one knows. Literally, no one knows.
No one knows this, right?
No one knows.
So what is your one about that one? So what are you putting that in the top five in terms of how aliens? Much you believe it?
So one, who then?
If it's not aliens? What, dinosaurs grabbing it in their mouth and just dashing it over?
Yeah, what did they say in history lessons then about the pyramids?
My bag's not that deep.
I don't even know. I'm going to put it like...
Are we doing this as a...
Is it a joint thing? Yes.
Okay. I'm
going to say three.
Mid?
Mid.
All right. So I don't know what the other ones are.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Okay.
You're gas now, innit?
Yeah.
You've digged the rules and you gas. I always know.
So I can see here it says more than 50 pyramids still stand in Egypt, erected during the third dynasty in the 27th century before Christ.
Damn.
That's what it actually says.
That's crazy.
It's mad. So, aliens.
Aliens in general?
In general.
Aliens in general?
Yeah.
They're about, man.
Oh, that's number one for me.
They're about, yeah.
That's number one for me. Not necessarily just like...
But when we say aliens, I'm saying like them, you know, when I think of an alien, I'm thinking them oval shaped head tops with the big eyes, the little veins all over their head top. You know what I mean?
I've seen documentaries, bro. They're about.
Is it? Yeah.
So there's UFO thing. I'd love to watch one, you know. I don't think I believe that.
I swear.
Yeah.
Brother, did you know there's more galaxies in the universe than there are grains of sand on Earth?
Whoa.
Galaxies, not planets.
Fact.
There's more galaxies
than
there
are. Is that a fact,
yeah? Facts. Wow, there are grains of sand.
Facts. I didn't know that.
That's a bit brazy.
I love learning.
There has to be aliens. Yeah, just from that fact alone in my head, there has to be aliens. That's number one.
There's longer people than us as well on different Earths.
Longer, 100%. Yeah, I reckon there's a slightly more light-skinned version of me somewhere.
No, do you reckon? And do you reckon they have
on
stuff?
Saturn.
Yeah, bro.
He's got a number one podcast.
Yes, bro.
You want to be him?
That's what I was going to ask.
You want to be him?
Do you reckon they have?
You want to be Saturn James,
bro?
You reckon they have a similar like lifestyle to us, like alien in a Lambo going work?
No, there's not. Because look, the atmosphere and everything about the science is completely different. Like people can't. It's not. It's in. What's that? Inhabitable? Is that the word?
Yeah.
Like it's completely different, bro. So it's like. I wonder. I really wonder, man.
Bro, I heard a few. Do you man know Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Only God knows him. Oh, I don't know.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh,
he's
Neil
like
deGrasse,
He's like an astrophysicist or something like that. Yeah. What'd you call him?
Neil deGrasse. Yeah,
Neil deGrasse.
Yeah.
To be fair, I think his mum calls him that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
On a Tuesday. Yeah.
Anyway, he was on a podcast one time and he was talking about like, imagine there being aliens, but imagine like, because we always think about them being weird and us is our norm. And he said like, imagine there's aliens on a planet that have the exact same like life structure and energy structure as plants. So you see how plants obviously use, they get all their energy from photosynthesis and stuff like that, yeah? It was like, imagine if there was another race of people that are, everything is from photosynthesis, water and sunlight. Mm. And that's how they're growing, that's how they're, all their energy. And then they come look at us, we're killing stuff, we're eating it, we're killing other plants, we're killing animals, we're killing all these things. They would think that we are-
Lost our minds.
Crazy.
They would have dealt with us a long time ago then.
Yeah.
Say again?
They would have dealt with us a long time ago then.
They might not. That might not even be their nature, bruv.
True.
Mm. So what's this? The Roswell incident. I wrote over here, I say people say it is the CIA trying to paper over testing of secret weapons, and people start to believe it and dream it. The Roswell incident centers on the July 1947 recovery of metallic and rubber debris from a crashed military balloon by Roswell Army airfield personnel, who issued a press release announcing possession of a flying disc. Decades later, conspiracy theories claim that debris.
I was lost in 1947.
Well, I'll carry on. Conspiracy theories claim that debris from an alien spaceship had been covered up by the government. In response, in the 1994, the United States Air Force published a report concluding the crashed object was a top secret nuclear test surveillance balloon from Project Mogul.
I've heard it's people trying to hide stuff.
Have you?
Yeah, I've heard that conspiracy.
I have.
I'm convinced, though. Don't you think, like, even our own government hides stuff from us?
100%.
Like, ain't that just standard, bro?
Listen, I don't want to get in trouble with it, but politicians, government, they're just made there to lie in it. Like, that's the God's honest truth.
Bro, the fact that you can do it, because I always think about this, like, you can do like a degree in politics, and politics is just chatting. Mm. Like, the actual concept of being a politician is just chatting. Mm. Just debating. Chatting shit and debating. Yeah, bro. Yeah, all they do is debate.
If I'm honest, like, they make it seem like they're doing it for the greater good and they're great for the people.
It's for their pocket,
but it's
man.
Because whatever makes money, they're facts. Doing it. That's what the so that's the God's honest truth, innit? Maybe there is aliens, maybe there is.
I think there is.
Let's move on to the next one now. So you put aliens number one and pyramids third.
Three, yeah. Can I just say, you're an eloquent reader, bro. Thank you were reading that rapid.
Rapid.
No hiccups, nothing, bro. Yeah. On cam.
I do like reading.
You don't want me to read.
Yeah,
this next one's touchy, though. This one made a lot of the nation upset, including my mum. And that's why my sister is named after this woman.
Is it?
Can you guess? Yeah. Yeah.
Marcella?
Yeah. Diana Marcella.
Oh.
There you go, Princess Diana.
All right, mad.
Oh.
So that happened in 96, was it?
Yeah, that made up.
97.
Very sad. Mm.
This was a touchy one.
Yeah, RIP Princess Diana.
RIP. I was literally just born. So it's like, I don't know much about Princess Diana, but what I do remember is seeing clips of her, like, for example, visiting kids like that had like HIV and she was there.
Yeah,
she was doing the most.
I could tell, like, she was kind of like exiled from the royal family because she was like very different.
I feel
like she was like that last hope for us, almost like we could kind of feel some relatability with the royal family, but obviously have to tread carefully, of course. So we're gonna be careful with this one. But what I have heard is she died in Paris, and some say she was pregnant by Doddy Fayed. Now, Doddy Fayed is not a British man, is he? Mm. This is a Muslim man. So me personally, I feel like with the royals, it's like you kind of just have to maybe be British or be European almost, because obviously the queen herself is German.
If I'm right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe her having a little situation with Doddy Fayed maybe upset the royal family, and then they decided, you know what I'm trying to say?
Because it is a
very skeptical. I feel like you being Princess Diana and getting into a car crash like you did, it's very skeptical. Obviously, I don't know the ins and outs of the thing. I know there was a lot of discrepancies.
Take me with a pinch of salt, and also give your opinions in the comments. But I believe that the story that's out is that paparazzi were chasing her.
So you know that too, right? I'm not waffling.
And then apparently, like, the car couldn't get away from the pap who was trying to dodge it or sat him, and then they ended up crashing. But the other conspiracy or theory that people have is that she was set up, because I didn't know about Doddy, though.
I knew about Doddy.
That's the person that owns Harrod's son, I believe.
I think so.
The person that owns
Harrod's.
But in terms of the whole, obviously there is a conspiracy about what's actually happening, etc. Yeah, yeah. But are you the type of people that have just thought, you know what, I agree with what happened, whatever the story is saying, or you're more like,
I feel like I don't agree with what happened, but I would probably put around four instead
of
two.
You want to go four?
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah, I put number four.
I think so. Yeah. As well.
Okay.
There's definitely a conspiracy, though.
Yeah, there's something going on.
Yeah.
Moon landing.
It's a techie one, isn't
it? So they say
it's
that.
It's a techie one, isn't it?
Was it, you know, is what I always proof? Bug about? Neil Armstrong. Was it Neil, right?
Yeah.
First bastard on the moon.
Bastard.
Because I remember seeing the flag, the USA flag, and apparently it was waving.
It was waving in the wind.
How you waving?
On a vacuum.
Yeah, it's not possible, bro.
So for me, it's like, did he actually land on the moon or not?
Wait, why can't it wave?
Because it's in space. There's no air. That's why it's in a vacuum. There's no air. So everything should be still.
The video footage that's out has the flag moving.
Yeah, it's waving like that. It's techie.
Dodgy. Ooh, up till now, boys, I thought it was real, you know? So that's not real.
No, but
it's, that's just a conspiracy. That's a conspiracy.
Yeah. I don't want NASA seeing this and sniping me from my yard.
Yeah.
Just a quick nose scope.
No, wait. Nose scope no from America scope to your yard.
Bro.
They probably got a strap.
You find this funny, bro. They got something that could just straight from there and get man.
And make sure the next meal you get at a restaurant, killing him.
Yeah. Oh, got you. Imagine.
You don't know, bro. So for me, Moonlanders, where are you putting that in the top five?
I'm going to put that five.
You want to go five?
Yeah.
Play it safe.
Yeah.
You don't feel that. You believe that one then?
We've only got one of five.
That means you believe it.
No, ain't one you believe it.
One is the one you believe.
I don't believe it at all.
Yeah. I believe it, but I don't know what the last one is.
Last one.
I'll go with you, bro. Five.
All right, let's go five.
Okay.
I'm going to be livid in a second. Go on.
I'm going to say Earth being like real or flat.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's definitely five.
That would have been five easy, bro.
Damn.
I'm vexed about that.
You don't believe that at all?
Damn.
Earth is round. I'm not a flat earther, bro.
It's not a flat earth take, man.
Yeah. Nah,
what about you, man?
All right, okay. No. Yeah. It's one of them ones.
I don't know.
Whether it's black or circular, I don't care.
Disclaimer, for 90% of these, I don't care.
Yeah, facts.
But
If it was round, someone would have found the edge, though.
If it was flat, you mean?
No, if it was round.
There's no edge.
No, as in the edge where you can go up.
What?
Don't mind my friend.
Wait. If it's round.
Yeah.
Don't that mean you can go up or down at the edge?
There's no edge, my bro.
There's no edge on a round thing.
Look, boys.
This is
a
round.
Circle.
Yeah.
If I'm here and I go here, what do we call that?
That's not a circle. That's a circle is...
No, but
that's a ball. That's a circle. That's not a sphere.
Yeah.
Oh.
If we had a ball...
It's okay, bro. Don't worry, man.
Yeah.
My brother obviously didn't really get out of school like that. So, you know what I mean? Sometimes he struggles with these kind of things.
Yeah.
But you know what I like as well? The theory that birds aren't actually real.
Birds?
Birds aren't real.
Have you not heard about that?
Nah. But I've
saying
got that they're
government
well.
Robots with cameras in them, the bird aren't real conspiracy is a movement developed by Peter McKendo, 23, who started spreading the idea in 2017.
All right, cool. You man take 100 birds to your yard, cut all of them open. Why aren't there cameras at Nando's then in the birds? Huh? That is
that
the dumbest conspiracy.
That's the dumbest thing I've heard.
That one is stupid.
Yeah. But I reckon there's a couple birds within the batch that are on
facts.
Yeah.
Mm. Cameraed
off. 4K in his joint. And he's a bird speaking. Yes, sir. I can see him.
Yeah. Bro, facts.
Yeah.
100%.
That's a fact. That's like a fact.
They tried to do that with cats.
Stop that about banging face.
They tried to do that with cats.
Yeah. I see
a Russian cat or something.
You know,
they
did it with a gorilla in the zoo as well.
Huh?
And the gorilla's going over. Sniffing the little gorilla and he says he can stay because they thought it was the gorilla's dumb himself.
I'm saying they're trying weird shit, man.
I really want to know what they're getting on with, like, because for me,
we never will though, bro.
My conspiracy that I really get like go crazy of is 9/11. That one for me has always been in my head
again.
It's a touchy one, but I'm saying for me, I've always been like, am I just being too woke, or maybe that's
because of the way it collapsed?
Sorry,
because of the way it collapsed.
I don't like anything about it,
bro.
I don't like anything about it.
Clear that one.
But that one I can't lie.
Yeah,
you need to actually do research for that one.
Yeah.
America, love you. Don't deny me access into your country.
Yeah. Now I get where you're coming from, but sometimes you can't stay quiet. But
sometimes you have to.
But then if I go next week. I should have stayed quiet. You know what I'm trying to say? Wake up, all of a sudden I got a heart attack. Why is it always a heart attack? Anyway, what I'm going to do, I'm going to move on now to this section we call the acting segment.
Gang.
Oh, God.
Now, I don't know if you've seen, but me and Philly like to be in an acting bag, man.
Mm. Come on.
And one thing about Philly, I think he's the best at acting like a female. But I think James...
could give me a good run.
Could give you a good run for your money.
Yeah.
All
right.
You know what I mean? So what we're going to do is we're going to give you two a scenario, right?
All right, come.
Okay.
So, Philly... what's your name for this acting role?
I like Fiona.
No, you're a guy this time.
Oh.
Because we're going to test who's even better. So we're going to give you both the role.
Gustavo.
Gustavo.
Ooh. Maybe call him Gus. It depends on how you feel.
Gus Fring.
You're a girl in this one. What's your name?
What's that Leng girl name, bro? Let me embody that.
Alicia.
Alicia actually is a Leng name.
Alicia's a Leng.
Yeah.
Gustavo.
Yeah.
Alicia.
Alicia,
So listen to this, Alicia.
Yeah, come.
You don't rate your man. You've been cheating on him for ages. Like, you've got so many flipping bodies that you call whilst being with him, correct?
So how did I find out?
So now you found out because one of your boys has messaged you saying, yo, my brethren said he's been mashing this Alicia thing. And I found out that it's actually your girl. So you just found out now.
You're my brethren. So you're my brethren. Look, we're having a conversation now. Yeah, look.
All right, cool.
So go and say it to me.
Yo, Gus, I'll be honest with you. Like, I keep it real in it. Like, I was chatting to one of the man them, and they said to me that they pressed this Alicia thing from Northwest.
What Alicia? I got a girl.
Yeah, no, it's that one, bro. Like they said.
Show me a picture.
This one here. It's her, lie. Yeah. So I reckon you have to go back to Alicia and tell her. Bro. No, I'm sorry, bro. I know.
What? And it's Steph, but he's been chopping.
Yeah, bro. He's been right. Look, isn't this? This is the. He sent me a video of her giving him glog. Like, is that her?
Blog.
But by the way, quickly, I just want to say that I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but she's very good. You know what I mean?
Blog.
That's a word, my guy. All
right, cool. Look.
I can get involved. Or?
No,
yeah. I'm just joking. But yeah, go chat to your girl, man.
Wow!
Yeah. How do you open the door so well?
Bro, come on, man.
He said, lights, camera,
babe,
action.
Why are you knocking, man? You got a key? What's up?
Gassed it from the jump!
He's cold. He's cold. That's the whole thing. He's cold.
Wow, gaslighting.
Don't ruin the flow.
All right, come. I'm locked.
Sit down, Alicia. We need to have a word.
Why, babe? Why?
Sit down. I don't want to hear another word.
Babe.
Oh, baby.
Talk to me, man. Why are you upset? Well, go on. What's happened?
Who's Callum?
Callum?
Who's Callum?
Why are you asking me about a Callum, bro? I don't know any Callums.
So what's this? Fuck.
Show me again. Show me again. Show me properly. Why are you dodging? Why are you dodging? Let me see. I don't even know. When was that even taken? Who even showed you that? Who's this now?
Yo, who's that?
Yo, that's the J-bagger, like. Bro, I'm telling you, this girl here, I've seen her every. What are you saying?
Why? Is this what you're on?
Weren't you at that club that last week?
Do you know what?
And you told me you were single.
Babe, do you know what's actually crazy? Because I love you and I never even wanted to tell you this. You know your boy tried to move to me before?
Oh, shit.
What?
You know your boy tried to move to me before?
Bro, I didn't know
what,
that.
What, Cal?
Bro.
We've been best friends since we was 5.
Fuck, you flipped on me, bastard. But there's a bigger picture here, bro. She's cheated on you 3 times, bro.
Yeah, but you...
Bigger picture.
I've lost my girl and my boy.
Lost? Yeah, what do you mean lost?
We're done. You sucked off this brother on cam. Yeah?
Do you think I knew that camera was there?
His foreskin's baggy. Can't even see the helmet.
I didn't know the camera was there. And when was this even taken, babe? This is before I even met you.
Yeah, fucked. Well done. You're out. You're out. Fair play. You know what got him out? This was before I even met you. Can't be angry at that, bro. She had a pass. It's like the same way if, you get me, you've gone through my phone, but you've gone in 2019. I'm an old woods out in... Susie, you get me? You can't be angry at me. Man had a pass line.
Quick one then, before we get to the next role. What would you do if you had a girl and then halfway through the relationship, a sex tape comes out, but it was her from the past?
It's actually dreading it. That's a good
but
question.
But she didn't want to tell you that there was this video that was potentially going to come out.
What's the context of the video?
How would you know it's potentially going to come out though?
Huh?
You don't know that.
She didn't know. Of course she didn't. That's why she didn't tell you.
No, but you don't need to tell someone.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Was it a revenge porn thing or was this like a paid shoot?
Because it
was just a random brother.
No, bro, it don't work. See, it's because he's not like that and he doesn't do it.
What do you mean?
I filmed myself having sex.
Yeah.
You don't film it with the intention that you're going to release it. It's just something for you to look at and enjoy your private time.
Getting dug out.
I'll be livid.
I'll be livid, but
obviously there's nothing she can do about it. There's nothing I can do about it. It's out there.
It's just what it is, kind of thing.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you've actually just got a vermin. There's nothing wrong with that, bro. I don't think it
no,
is.
No, but what if
I think, Phil, boys, have you filmed yourself?
Yeah.
It's lit.
Yeah, it's calm.
Like, that's...
And you're right, there's no intention of releasing it whatsoever.
Like, he's asking from a perspective that, yo, I ain't done that. Mm. What's it like? Do you get what I'm saying? But for the man them that have,
it is what it is.
I'll be living about it.
No, it's not the norm. God, not everyone does that. You get what I'm saying? But
if it's like back of a van, they ran out 10 bags and she's ashamed of it, that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
Cool. Now what we're going to do is that same role, but now in reverse.
No. But I want to get Fufu involved. I don't want to reverse it.
That sounds crazy. I want to get Fufu involved. I don't want to reverse it. You got to let that one slide.
Yeah. He's on his Missy Elliott thing.
So if you're now the guy.
All right, cool.
And I want you to basically, you just found out. So you tell him, you're right, Brejan. Right. You just tell him.
I'm Jerome, yeah?
You're Jerome.
Okay, we're 3, 2, 1. And action.
Well, I'm mad you talk to me. Well, go on, man. You're just staring at me like that, bro.
Brother. First of all,
I hate when you do this.
Fam. First of all,
talk to me.
I love you.
Here we go.
My boy.
It's long. Yeah.
You are handsome, wealthy, and deserving of the world.
Let's get to the point, my bro. I'm
brother.
It's a long day already.
I don't know how legit it is. I got info. You're breathing and it's stressing me out. I can't even make eye contact. I got info. Long story short, I got info from a reliable source that couple man have been running through your girl.
First and foremost, reliable source, tell me.
Brother.
Tell me the reliable source, because I can't be doing this thing because I have to speak to my girl right now.
You know my boy that I play football with? White brother. Handsome brother. I don't want to throw his name out there. You know who I'm talking about. He clapped it.
That you play football?
Tinder, fake name, clapped it. Show me pics. Promise you now.
My girl.
Your girl.
100%.
That we went to dinner with last week. Your 4K girl. My brother.
100%.
Brother. Do you think I would bring it to you if it wasn't 100%?
Yeah, but this is mad.
Do you think I would bring it to you, my brother, my best friend, do you think I would bring it to you if it wasn't 100%?
Wow, vocal.
Put it on loudspeaker.
Babe, just making dinner.
Yo, Shanice, what on?
What's happening? You're right.
Nah, I'm not. Stop all that banging. Stop all that banging. I need to talk to you.
So I just cutting the cucumbers.
Nah, sit down.
And feta cheese salad.
For who?
For dinner tonight.
Nah. Listen.
Got grilled chicken and salad.
Listen to me, dog. I'm hearing you are slamming one of my boys from the football team. I need to hear the truth. Matter of fact, FaceTime me.
Just give us a second, right?
I'm waiting.
Turn the cooker down.
I'm waiting.
A baby.
Don't baby me. Come on. Answer the question. I'm hearing you're slamming one of my boys.
Oh, don't be daft.
What do you mean, don't be daft? Man, them are telling me the truth. Them man are telling me the videos and everything. Talk to me, man.
What, you being serious right now, Foo?
Yo, don't you dare gaslight me, man.
Bro, baby names is brazy.
Don't you dare gaslight me. I've heard it. I've seen it. And by the way you're breathing and by the way you're looking.
Because you're doubting me, Foo. Look what me and you have built, Foo.
You're actually gaslighting me right now.
She's screaming for no reason.
You're gaslighting me right now. My boy's right here. He said to me.
Well, fuck it, Foo. I fucked him. Don't fuck me till I'm dry no more like the old days, do you? All it is football, Fortnite with the fucking boys. When have I been moist in the last past 2 weeks? When is that about me again, Foo? Yes, I fucked Dylan and I loved it, Foo. I fucking loved it.
Cut.
And two.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. I said, you don't fuck me till I'm dry anymore.
I had to lock it straight off. There's nothing I could do.
I couldn't hear your girl speak to you like that.
Yeah.
I would have to cut it off for you. I can't hear that kind of stuff.
I'm cutting up the cucumbers.
And a feta cheese for the salad.
That's a good wife.
No, I can't love that salad though. Yeah. Oh my God, Mediterranean salad with a feta cheese in it. Leave off.
That was a good actress, man. That was a good actress.
Well played.
Say less.
You did good though.
Well played, bro.
Who are we giving the awards? No, we all got a vote, yeah?
Okay.
We all got a vote because I know who I'm voting for. You cannot vote for yourself. Chunks, you're voting as well, yeah? Even though, I know you did play a little role.
Yeah, a little one.
So Chunks, I need you to, I'll do it this way. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 2024 Actor of the Year Award Show.
Let's go.
This year has been amazing. We've had some amazing acts and some amazing films to come out of the year. However, there can only be one winner. Taking the stand first and putting up his vote is none other than Chunks from the Chunks and Philly Show. Please, ladies and gentlemen, give him a round of applause. So, Chunks, we want your vote and the reason why you have voted for that person.
Well, I really loved... What was her name again in the thing? Shanice?
You called her Shanice, innit?
I really liked Shanice, their performance in Boyfriend Dilemma. I think it was a great role, and for me, I'm going to be voting for Shanice in Boyfriend Dilemma.
Round of applause for Shanice. That's one vote for her.
Well done, Shanice. Yeah,
up next, we do have James from Shits and Gigs, ladies and gentlemen. Name and reason why.
Well, go on, guys. A lot of honourable acting there. Really, really, really impressive stuff. I, unfortunately, am also going to vote for Shanice. I think she did an incredible job. I've not seen acting like that.
Yeah.
Natural born talent, generational talent, some would say.
Wow.
So, yeah. my vote for Shanice.
Shanice. Wow.
Also, Fufu from Shits and Gigs, ladies and gentlemen.
I am also going to vote for Shanice. She can act her ass off, man. Wow. Which camera am I looking at? She can act her fucking ass off, man. Get her in your next movie, get her in your next project. You're wow. going
to
win.
You're and the win out for the actress of the year goes to Shanice from Boyfriend Dynamics. Quick speech.
I just want to say thank you. You know, growing up in Swanley and Kent, it's been difficult growing up. Me and my mum didn't have a lot. But I just want to say thank you to everyone. And if I can, you can.
Well played.
No, I think you was amazing, though.
Yeah, he was.
I was actually going to give my vote to you. Yeah, but he didn't even ask me.
What I don't like
sweet.
About him? She wasn't telling the truth.
Who?
His actress. What was her name in there?
Alicia
lied a bit too
she
much.
She did lie, yeah.
I like someone that tells the truth.
Shanice.
I want raw emotion.
Yeah, Shanice was gunning for it.
Yeah.
That was out of order.
She kept it real.
That's a fucked in Fufu. I loved it.
Yeah.
And the I loved it, bro.
Yeah. No, too far.
Real life.
Bro, Shanice lost it there. She lost it.
I would lose it.
She lost it. You might have been cheated on?
Yeah, I've been cheated on one time.
Oh my God.
Well,
did we speak about this on your app?
No.
Wow, you've been cheated on, James.
Bro.
This shit ain't cool, you know?
It's not cool. It's butters.
Can I ask how you found it? Can you talk?
I'll talk about it. It was like when I was like 19, 20. Mm. It was time ago. But it was dread. Basically, this is what happened. So I'll try and make it as short as possible. Basically, I was chilling with my, you know, back in the day, just like you just go to like a McDonald's car park at like 11 o'clock and I just chill just to get out of the house, innit? I was with my boy, his girlfriend and my girlfriend, all chilling in my car, McDonald's car park, milkshakes, music, just laughing. Lives. My girlfriend at the time had just fallen out with her best friend of like their whole lives. And then out of nowhere, the best friend pulls up next to us and then like completely empty car park, she parks right next to us. So I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered for this beef, man. Like, well, go on. So I rolled down the window. I was like, I'm sorry, man. Like, I don't want to be rude. Like, do you mind? Like, I really can't be asked for this little beef that you, man, have. Like, just drive off. And she was like, nah, I'm not fucking driving anywhere. So obviously my girl like leans over me like, what the fuck? Da, da, da. And they're just going back and forth, beefing. Sure. And then as it gets heated, homegirl drops in like, oh, did you tell James about your other boyfriend at uni? I said,
because they went different uni.
Yeah, we went different uni. She was at De Montfort. I was at Coventry. So I was like,
she went DMU?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And just came over from there. I didn't know about that, did it?
Yeah.
It's before DMU had the rep that it has. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, so I was like, say less. But she's obviously like, you're a liar. Why are you trying to stir the pot? Da, 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 da. So I'm like, I bet. So she drove off. We drove home. Everything's calm. I said, obviously, I'm going to need you to tell me facts. Like, is she chatting shit or is it? Because I can't find out. Like, and she was like, obviously, she's chatting shit. Like, why would she say that? Like, yada, yada. So I was like, all right, bet. And this is a very, 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 very Christian girl. So I had like every reason to believe her.
Yeah, sick.
So I was like, all right, bet. So I was chilling with the same boy the next day. And he's like, oh, bro, like, well gone for yesterday. That was a bit mad. And I was like, yeah, but she said this, she's chatting shit, yada, yada. So he said, look, I know Micah's, his girlfriend who was there as well, and my girlfriend at the time were really, really close. He was like, look, I know my girlfriend's Facebook password, innit? And I know them two message on Facebook. This is how long ago it was. I know they message on Facebook. If you want, I'm trying to make sure that my girl's clean anyway. I'm just going to skim through their conversation. And if anything pops up, I'll tell you, innit? Because I was like, I'm not like, my thing is I will never look for a girl's phone. I will never look for your message. I will never do nothing.
Once you do that, it's done.
Bro, because what am I looking for? I'm looking for something, innit? So like, I'm not opening your nothing. I want to live in blissful ignorance. Like, I just want to think that everything's perfect all the time. So he was like, if anything pops up, I'll shout you. I was like, all right, bet. Not 10 seconds into this scrolling thing, man said, bruv. And I was like, you're chatting shit. Like, I was thinking he's just trying to wind me up. And he was like, brother, I'm sorry, innit? And I was like, nah, well, go on. He showed me the thing. And his girl had messaged my girl like, oh, well, go on, how's your week? And then she was like, how's boyfriend number two? And my girl must have replied, yeah, like sick. Like he came over, we watched a movie, we did this.
That's mental, man.
Bro.
That's disgusting, man.
Like,
it's horrible still.
I was like, nah, man, this can't be true. So obviously, yeah.
Yeah, that's scummy.
That was it, bro. I pulled up to a yard on beef. Beef. And then, we had to charge it from there, man. It was just brutal. But one thing I will say is that I understand that also people are young and dumb at times. And I think when you're young, you don't really realize the impact that you're having on other people. And like, I think sometimes, because I've cheated on people before as well. And it's only as I've been older, I've realized like, wow, that's fucked. Like that's actually fucked. Yeah. But when you're in your own head and then you think, oh, they don't find out, it's just like whatever in it.
Selfish acts.
Yeah, selfish acts, bro. You're just in your own head doing your own thing, mind your own business, especially when you're around a random and that. Mm. You think, bro, I'm a bad man. Like, what are you talking about? Mm. So I realized that, yeah, I don't pass judgment on her like whatsoever.
I respect that. That's my grown
whatsoever. Yeah, it's we were grinning. Young as fuck.
And it was what it was.
And it was what it was, but it was brutal at the moment.
That's dark.
Brutal, that brutal, brutal.
After must have been horrendous.
What? He was flinging it after that.
No, but as in that, getting over the fact that you've been cheating by your girl.
Yeah, because
how long was you with her for?
I was with her for like 2 years, I think.
That's a stretch.
It was a stint, bro. And you know what it is? You realize that as a man, it's all because like females are very loud about the fact that they cheat up. Like they're not trying to deal with a bread that's more butters than their man. Like you'll see like your boys or whatever and like.
He couldn't have been legger than you.
Yeah, bro. I don't know, but that's what's in your head, isn't it? Mm. That's what's in your head. You're thinking, right, you actually got man over for a movie. Like this is not even like some drunk, stumbly little,
That's premeditated.
He's in your yard for a movie, bro.
What movie was it as well?
I don't know, bro.
I'd rather you just fuck someone else. Like obviously I'd rather not get cheated on period, but to play two guys is mad. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's a mad one. Sorry to hear that, bro. Obviously, it's done and dusted. I just don't like hearing them stories. It's horrible.
Learning curve. Right, cool.
I'm going to ask you guys a dilemma now. We got some quick dilemmas now. Cool. You can just help them out, man. So, let's do this. My best friend loves to rap along to songs in the car, but he is shit and has no rhythm. He's making me cringe every time I get into the whip. What do I do?
Change the song.
It's R&B only.
R&B only. Change the song. Babe, it's my turn to have the orcs. Let me do a little ting and then we can sing along to that. Then we can change it from there.
You're not going
to
just find a bad...
Nah. Change the walks.
I'm thinking if it was you, I think I'll just tell you your butters.
I think I would just tell you.
You're actually
whack
at this.
I just deeped it. It can't even be your best friend. If you deep it, best friend is you can say anything and you know I'm not really trying to diss you.
But I feel like people have different
best friend.
You
put
go. Best friend. Just say straight off.
Yeah. I'll pause the thing about
that. Oh, you can't sing, you can't rap, there's no rhythm.
Just let him know from early that it's not that. That's pretty easy. All right. What about this one then? I love my girl, but she needs to work on her personal hygiene. How do I say this nicely? That's a real problem.
That is a very tough one.
Try to be real with you. It's because you have to. I think, remember I've said to you, never. I'm saying the fact that, you know, for example, when there's a situation or a problem, I feel like you just address it very bluntly.
Directly. Rather than thinking about people's feelings.
Yeah, so example, I remember I was like, oh, if you had a girl like and she wore like a dress that you don't like, like what would you say? And I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was really like, yeah, that dress is dead, like change it. You know what I mean? Whereas for me it was like, I think you look better in that other dress. You know what I mean? This one ain't really showing off your physique.
But
you know what I mean? Yeah. But I feel like what you say is very important, the tonality with the word you use. Yeah. And I feel like it's very careful about making sure you don't hurt their feelings. But with him it's kind of like, well, at least now they know that I don't like that, and they shouldn't wear this.
But it also depends on like what my relationship is like with the person.
The
way I am as an individual, I get away with that because people know how I am.
Do you get
what I'm saying?
Now let's say now your girl stinks, bro. What are you gonna say to her? Generally, now I'm not even trying to do like role play.
Depends. If it's an insecurity she has, there's no way I'm gonna talk about it.
But how do you know it's like, insecurity?
There's insecurities you have. I've never spoke to you in a way to make you feel upset or uncomfortable.
No, but I'm saying regarding that.
But I'm just saying I've got to defend myself because my future wife could be watching and she might think this brother's a blunt, direct nigga. You know what I'm saying?
No, no, no. But I'm saying, for example, regarding insecurity.
You know, like he's mashing me up. Like my future gal could be watching, bro. Like I've had a couple DMs off the first ex. Oh, you seem like a good man. You're trying to mash me up now.
No. Fuck. I'm saying.
He done me wrong there, innit? It's meant to be man's best friend.
Oh, brother, that's jokes. I feel
like, you know what it is for me though, bro?
Yeah.
There's going to be girls that like direct men.
Of course.
But I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, a faint-hearted can't rock. Mm. Okay, cool. So you like to tailor around.
I tailor.
But then, all right, so
but seriously, no, jokes aside, go on.
Jokes aside, bro, your girl danks and you don't know whether it's insecurity because you've never spoken about it.
Fuck, now it's a good question.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It's one of them ones where, you know, couple, shower together, innit? Quick shower, bop out.
Nah, too soft.
No, let me land.
Too soft, fuck
have
that.
A shower. Let's say we're about to go out, for example. Let's say we're about to go for a dinner or restaurant, whatever. We shower together. Get out, and once we step out the yard, if I had like quick aroma test and she still smells, I'd have to figure out the problem.
Yes.
Because if we done showers
together,
the glands.
This is dermatological.
We might have to switch up the roll on.
I'll be like, oh, babes, maybe your ting ain't doing what my ting's doing. Let me get you a men's ting or get you another
ting. That's
crazy. Do you know what I mean?
That's crazy, Fouad. But
you
grown
you
woman.
Can say it in a jokey way that's still direct.
No, really
Trump, watch me. Babe, your ting's beefy today. Like, it's not, I've not dished you. Like, I'm laughing with it. I'm like, is that you? Is that me? Nah, babe, you stink. I'll laugh it off with her.
Oh, okay.
She got one bad.
She's not laughing.
Yeah,
in fact,
she's not laughing.
I promise you, she's not
your
laughing.
Your ting's beefy.
Yeah. Okay, then James, go on. James, go on then.
Well, you can't. I'm more of like, I would do like half direct, half jokey, just a bit like, again, if we're getting ready together and it's a deodorant thing, I'm like, right, no deodorant, nah. That's mad. Must be nice. Must be nice. You don't need deodorant.
You know why? Because they don't know if you're genuinely insinuating like you full on don't smell okay right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. You yeah. You don't need deodorant because you don't stink.
For me personally, I'd be like, oh, babe, have you done something different today? Like, and because why? Because it smells a bit odd.
No, look, promise me you're never, ever. That's
odd.
Worse than beefy.
Different?
No, beefy's the worst.
Odd is the worst, bro. Odd, you smell odd.
Odd is wrong, you know.
It smells a bit weird, innit?
Yeah. No, in here.
That means she died.
Yeah, in here.
How?
It's just warm, innit?
No. Musty. None of us are right.
No.
Let us know in the comments how you'd like to be known.
You know what I do? You know what I actually do? Mm. I do what I do to my boys.
Yeah.
So I would literally be like,
this doesn't smell good today.
Yeah, bro. I'll be like, babe, do I stink? Smell? Or we're going out. Like, whenever me and him do a thing, I'm like, teeth, beard, hair, calm. Teeth, beard, hair, calm. Mm. And I'll be like, bro, do I stink? I would happily be like, babe, do I stink? And she'll be like, nah, you smell good.
And then you're like, smell me?
Not gonna lie.
She didn't ask for that. She didn't ask for it.
She didn't ask for it. Yeah. I'm like, my turn, I'll check. Let me check.
No.
Let me check.
I can't lie. It's premeditated. Foos is the best. Mm. What was your strategy?
Shower together.
Shower together, quick senses, and then I'd be like,
no, but what, you're gonna lift up her arm
No. She showers herself, I shower myself, but obviously I know.
Maybe you're gonna have to pre the way she showers, because when you now you see it, she just does this.
Oh, is that a quick rub skin? No.
Just water.
Hey, there you go. Get
up now. Yeah,
let's get that's actually such a good question.
It is. I'm charging the whole relationship, if I'm being perfectly honest. She stinks. She's grown and she doesn't know how to maintain her hygiene.
No, she stinks. I think maybe, let's say, it's randomly changed over time.
She got lazy. She got comfortable.
No. Or it could just mean that, what's the one you lot said? The glands?
Glands only activating after
being honeymoon period.
But I think for me, that's what is weird.
Let us
like
know in the comments how you'd want to be approached if you dank.
You know,
because for me personally, I like one on one. Like, I don't like the group stuff.
Yeah.
Group humiliation.
He hates
that. Do that to me, like, I'm cutting you off.
No.
Like, genuinely.
He hates
that. He took me to the side the first time I done that.
I said, first of all,
I don't like that.
That kind of stuff. Fair. Because it's like, for me, it's like,
do you know what that does for my heart?
You're trying to make me the butt of the joke.
I think it's funny.
No. I mean, getting pulled to the side is what really fucks
me. Oh, so you'd rather it in a jokey situation?
No, I'm saying.
Okay, let's just say it's you in that situation. How would you like?
Like, we're in a group sitch and someone's made a joke about you that maybe you're insecure about or maybe you don't like, and the fact that everybody's laughing at you. How do you feel about that? Some people don't care.
Yeah, I care, but I'm very like outspoken. I'll address it in the group, but like make myself jokey, but in like a I'm a drama.
So
queen.
go on.
So like, if you man all cussing me, you say something. I'm like, I swear. I'm like, oh, that's actually mad. You're actually mad. You man are laughing when this guy's actually cussing your boy in front of everyone. That's actually fucking crazy. All you man are ops. Because actually, all you man are ops. So well played.
I don't want my head to be gone in front of everyone. Do you get it? But I don't want it to seem like I've been got. Do you get it? I just be like, sure, laugh. Then just no say, I'm remembering that one so I can chat to you after.
So now
I can't get draws to the side.
That's what I'm
like,
saying. If you pull me to the side, like, bro.
No, in front of everybody.
It's the best. No, I'm saying it's the best thing, but what I'm saying, I would cry. If you pull me to the side and be like, bro, I really didn't appreciate when you did that, I would feel so unbelievably guilty. I think I would cry.
I think regardless, you're going to feel like shit. So you've
it's the best
suck
thing to
up.
Do. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, me receiving it, I'll be like, I'm so sorry.
Are you doing what Broski did?
I would have to, like, group chat regardless, we get roasted all the time kind of thing, but I would just...
Yeah, same, normal.
Yeah, it's just normal. I would find a way to try and spin on someone else. Do you know what I mean?
I think you're the type to laugh off, innit?
Yeah.
I'd laugh and try and spin on someone else.
I'm hurt, though. Don't let the laughter fool, you know?
Yeah, but
even there's been eps in the show, I'm telling stories and I'm laughing, but I'm laughing through pain.
Yeah.
And a few people have clocked it.
Yeah, him getting cheated on, you getting cheated on.
You bagged it.
Yeah, I know.
Man's laughing through pain, bro.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Shit's deep.
Yeah, that clip.
But you know, to switch up the same question, yeah? How would you like someone to tell you that you stink?
Honestly, depending on who it is, if it was him, upfront honesty.
Facts.
Upfront honesty, just like, okay. Bro, not gonna lie, I love you, but you stink.
Yeah, I wouldn't even, if it was you, I know you said, well, I'd literally be like,
mad. And he wouldn't even take it like, I was like, that's mad. Mm. And he'd be like, swear, I'm mad.
Yeah, but yeah, I draw for the roller straight away.
It was one on one, that's fine. But I'm saying, like, let's say he did that in a group situation.
He could never.
Yeah. So you, I can't in a group.
If you did that to me in a group, genuinely, my like,
we're scrapping.
The might as well.
I would never do that in a group. I'll do it undercover though. If it was in a group, like right now, if I could smell him right now and he had an opportunity to sort himself, I'll go like that, like knees here, under here. I'll go like that, and then here I'll go.
Yeah, but would you back that?
No, I'd go, my brother Beefy.
I'm joking. Or if I'm laughing,
I'm joking,
and I'll go like that.
Yeah. And for the audio listeners, he put his head on his shoulder and tugged his t-shirt. That is hilarious. Right,
let's go to the last one now, yeah?
Last one, we'll end it on here.
I'm bored of my man. No, I've only did a test.
What test? Oh my God, just the test.
3, 2, 1. All right, so this is the situation. I'm bored of my man, help.
Is that
bored of my man, help.
Yeah. I mean, there is no help. She clearly wants to be single.
Yeah, she don't want him.
She doesn't want him. She wants something else.
But do you know what it is? Do you know, for example, if a girl's been in a relationship with a guy for, let's say, 6 years, 7 years, and she feels like she's done everything with him already, like, and she's generally past that point, but it's kind of like she's comfortable being in that situation. That's what kills a lot of relationships. You know what I mean? The fact that they just decide to stay in it because they've been in it for so long, and it's all they know. Yeah. And it's one of them ones where they know in their head, if they leave it, they're going to regret it in the future. Wow. Time served, my brother. Bro. She's done that seven stretch.
I hate when people use time served as an excuse. It pisses me off. And also, we spoke about this recently as well. It's dread because a lot of people are with someone because they have to be with them. Like when you got a mortgage and you're working, like you're making that's 30K so sad, a year and you got a mortgage, you can be bored.
Or kids.
Kids, bro, all these things. And you think, it's easy for us to sit here and be like, oh, leave him, man. If you're bored, leave him. But just thinking, bro, I can't even afford to save up the deposit for a new yard if I tell this man that I don't want to be with you. So I have, I have to be with him and I need to figure it out. Like, bro, what am I going
to
do?
What advice are you giving to someone in that situation?
Brother.
It's serious.
It's a serious question. I'm thinking if I was genuinely bored of my girl, it's tough for me as well because once I'm done, I'm done. Mm. I struggle to pull it back. Mm. Big time struggle. I'm over it.
For example, I think subjective, obviously, case by case situation, because let's say you're just bored of the relationship because of the fact that person's not bringing that spark anymore. Yeah, I feel like that's a conversation to be had.
That is a conversation.
I would love someone to bring it up. Conversation.
Whereas if you've now fell out of love, that's different now. Mm. That's a different bag because unfortunately that's just not going to come back. Most likely not anyway.
You know what I would do, bro? We've had this conversation as well. Fuck it, I love this stuff. I think, this is my personal belief, I think everyone in a relationship should always compete or should treat their partner as if they're competing from every day. So when you bag your girl, or when you bagged your man, you were the best version of yourself. Yeah. And you were trying for the first 3 months, you were the best version of yourself. And then once you've bagged them,
you're comfortable.
Yeah. And you think
the
like-
The honeymoon period.
Yeah. So like a good conversation to have is just like, I genuinely think every single day I should wake up thinking she could dip today. Mm. And then you should wake up thinking I can dip today. So if under that mentality, what would
you're
you do differently?
The best version.
What would you do today?
I think sure. Like, being realistic, everybody have the- It's like waking up and you're not happy every day, you know what I mean? So it's like, how realistic is it giving somebody 100% every day?
But it's not necessarily about giving them 100% every day. It's all, everyone's human, but it's all about, I'm not saying like you have to act and you have to fake, but just like, you know, she likes it when she comes home and the dishes are done, this is this. But you're intentionally comfortable thinking, oh bro, what's she gonna do? What's she gonna do, man? I'm coming home, I'm chilling with the boys, What would you do in those first 3 months? Like-
Done the dishes.
Yeah, bro, the first 3 months she would've done it. And then like, that's not saying in the first 3 months you didn't have bad days, you weren't tired, you weren't moody.
Is she also in that first 3 month bag as well then?
She has to be. Okay. That's the conversation we're having. Both of us have to be in this first 3 month bag.
Wow, I'm actually going to implement that in my next relationship, you know?
Bro, it's 100%. I think that's fire, because it's facts as well, because especially like someone, I just talked to you, but someone of your stature deserves that in a relationship. Mm. And someone that you're pursuing, you deserve that from them as well. Mm. Like you deserve to have someone who's actually thinking like, bro, I'm with Philly, you know?
Yeah. I think it's much easier said than done though.
Oh, it is, don't get me wrong, 100%. Bro. This is not a quick fix situation. 100%. This is hard work. But like, to avoid situations of like, I'm just bored.
But it's doable though, because why have you done it for the first 4 months of dating?
Because of the fact you're that gassed. Everybody gives you the best. And that's why you're actually gassed. You're excited. It's excitement of waking up thinking, oh, let me reply to this girl again, compared to now somebody that's been with their girl for 7 years and it's kind of like, I'm used to her. She's part of the furniture, quote unquote. Do you know what I mean?
But I think that's the thing as well, though. If that's a good question, if you pose that question to yourself and you're like, who can be bothered for that? Let's just done. in my opinion. Mm. If I've been with a girl for 7 years and then we have the conversation, I think we should compete for each other. I think you should treat me like, say, another man can snag me like that. I think you should treat me like, say, you're fussed about these blue ticks. You're fussed about these blue ticks in my DMs. Like, I don't think any guy should ever be told by like, oh, these like 4 footballers DM me last week and just be like, oh, calm. Like, yeah, you should be like,
surely a man's not reacting. Yeah,
you'll be surprised, bro. Yeah. You'll be surprised.
I'll step up my game now.
Facts, though, but
yeah,
it's
going out for a food.
Yeah.
I don't even want bills today. Let me eat you. Yeah. Hour.
That's you facts,
be having it for an hour.
Yeah, yes.
Bro, do you know how many people will watch TV with their partner and be like, bro, I wouldn't kick her out of bed, you know? I wouldn't kick him out of bed. Like, they always think like fantasy, and they're comfortable with each other to be like, yeah, that's what I did, bro.
I'm going to implement that, you know?
Yeah, it's not easy. I'm not saying be the best 10 out of 10.
Did you know that strategy, Vu?
It's not that necessarily new, that strategy. It's that's going to be hard to implement. You have to have, like you said, grown-ass conversation.
Don't it take 21 days to form a habit?
Yeah,
yeah, but it also takes 2 days to fall out of it. Like, and let's say you go gym for 21 days, and then all of a sudden you don't go for 3 days because you've gone to work and you're in a different country.
He's not lying.
Coming back and seeing that all that progress that you've lost, because you can lose games
easily,
very quick.
Easily, yeah.
Well, you're just demotivated, bro. You know what I'm trying to say?
Facts. But look what you're saying. You're encouraging yourself to get back in the gym.
No, of course. You know, you're right. But I feel like, again, it depends on what character you have and also the character your role has, or your partner, because she also has to be in that bag 24/7.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, that's why she's got 30% of it, you have to be on the 70 to make it 100. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, what's going to happen on days where you're both on 20%?
Yeah.
But that again is like, I feel like we're talking like, I'm not talking like everyone's perfect. I think you're going to have like, you will have days like that.
I'm saying
like
a dream scenario. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, dream scenario. I reckon we're going to get 80% out of it.
Yeah. Yes. Because it doesn't necessarily have to work every day, but just have that as a mindset. As long as that could be a thought every other week or every other day, I think that's good enough.
Yeah.
And we can rest on Sunday.
We can rest on Sunday, bro. Yeah,
Sunday's our bummy day.
I love Sunday, man. It's football. But
do you mind kickball?
I watch more than I care.
I was going to say,
I know you're Arsenal. You hate us, United.
Yeah. I don't hate you guys. I feel sorry for you guys.
I know about you. Bro, I'm not a football guy, you know.
You're anime.
Yeah. Why are they even in the same?
I just know that's something you like. That one a draw act.
Oh, nah, cool. No. I thought you meant like, yeah, you like, there's sport over here and there's cartoons over here.
No.
To be fair, I'm a basketball guy.
Oh, yeah.
What team? Your team?
Nice. Lakers.
Oh.
Yeah. To be fair, anywhere LeBron goes, I'm there.
And anywhere Curry goes, you're there.
Curry.
No. I'm Golden State Warriors.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You just, I thought you were
Golden State
through
2014, bro. Huh? No, I like the Splash Brothers, so Clay and Curry. So those are my. I love them so much before they went.
So if they leave, do you still support Golden State?
Yeah. Because I like Steve Kerr. I like the whole thing, man.
Swear.
Got going on, yeah, man.
Fair play.
I'm a big fan.
They kill it there. Beautiful team, man.
Bro, you know, you got some chips, baby. But you know, it's not about Dub Nation. It's not about
Wolverine Raptors.
Wolverine Raptors.
Strong team.
Yeah, Wolverine Raptors.
Who's that? Who's
D-League Wolverine team. Raptors? Yeah, real good.
Wolverine Raptors.
Dion Bentley plays for them, the Butler. 3, 2, 1. And this next section is a chance for the boys to get their redemption. As you would have seen on their amazing episode of us, on their amazing podcast, we did a best friends test. And I think that was also something that went very, very viral online. The clips within that game, me and Chunks going back to back, finishing each other's sentences, absolutely getting
brothers,
the majority of the answers right.
You know, how about this? They just told me off camera the last time they saw each other was our episode.
You're actually waiting for that. Don't you dare.
We didn't. I'm actually going to back them up.
Wow.
They didn't say that.
Wow.
I was waiting for you at the door.
It's our show, so we make the rules.
Yeah. Say less.
Calm. Say less.
Oh, this is it. I know we're going to win anyway. These men are baby food.
baby food! Oh. The disrespect is nuts.
Bro. Think about the story. Well. You can make it come back.
It's actually... Yeah. Go on. Please, bro.
Love me.
And you know an interesting fact? It's because of Chunks, I cared more about how I smell. I've never stank. You know what I mean? I just had a neutral smell. You know, everyone's got their home like natural smell.
Yeah.
But then he made like, we used to go to shoots and he used to hug people. I think I said this on your podcast.
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Land.
Land.
I don't know. I said it somewhere. And yeah, basically I used to give someone a hug first and then he'll give them a hug after and he'll get, wow, you smell so good. Lawrence, am I lying? Don't you always smell amazing?
Been there, bro.
Is that
bro, food? Spud me, bro.
Wait, so
I've been
been
so,
there.
So me and you are the same, and they're two the same.
It's Fee,
was
jarring.
That you?
Fee,
like, was that you? Yeah.
I shook his hand. I smelled it. Oh. It's kind of cocoa
butter. Fee, is that you as well? Yeah.
Come on, dog.
Hey, James, that's me, bro.
It's jarring.
No, but now I've switched off.
Yeah, same.
He's so jarring that today I didn't spray nothing. To be fair, he's so jarring that I'll spray something.
Come on, man.
And he'll know what I've got. What did you?
Huh?
Enjoy. But I'll spray something and he'll be like, oh, that's Dior. Like, how do you know? I just don't get it, you know?
I'm a man of
in your fragrance bag.
Smell. You know what I mean? I've got about real. He's, 73 he's got, different.
That's so mad. I've always said me and you are similar.
Bro, things. Facts.
You tell us
the good
ones. Well, they smell the good ones. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
We're beefy.
Yeah, beefy boys.
Beefy and odd.
I've switched it now as well. I've got myself a young, young elixir.
It's important.
Double concentrate.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Anyway.
All right, we're going to move on to this segment to see if the boys can get redemption. I know you've been probably, you've been struggling to sleep at night.
Stewing, bro.
Yeah, so we're going to have a go. All right, so this is a bit more different though, because we're going to get a question and I'd have to pose it to either James, and I want James to answer about Fuad and vice versa. They can hear the question and decide who should answer it about who.
Yeah.
So hopefully you guys understand. If you don't, you will understand. Probably better to go on the visuals for this section and wait. Stop the podcast in the car. Just wait for you until you get home. Let's go.
Favorite swear word?
Okay, so based off the... They could be doing poker face for me right now. That's what I like about this segment, because you could pretend like you don't know Fuad, but you might do. Fuad's not giving me a face so far. So I want
Fuad to answer Fuad, James.
Fuad to answer James's.
Don't make sure this. You don't see that board.
Yeah.
And don't do the face, because you know how you was trying to help each other in the last one.
Hey!
Cover that board, man. Why that board swinging around to you,
though?
I'm not even written it.
Let me charge it.
I want Philly to answer for Chance.
Because you know the
worst mistake you could have ever done. Look how quick this is. This is baby food. This is baby food.
Mm. By the way, he's not going to turn it and say, this is what it is. We're going to both say what it is now. Whenever you guys are ready to write it. So.
This is baby food. Cool. Right, man. Man's done, and you got to put the pen down to know that it's done.
My boy doesn't swear that much, though. That's why, do you know what I mean?
Neither does mine, but if he was to swear, he'll say this one. How about that?
Wow, you know like that?
Come on, man. What are they, baby?
Food.
Yeah, I'm already vexed, bro. Because I don't know myself, so I don't know how he's going to know.
Whenever you've written it, though, man.
Let me know. How many tats you got, James?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4.
Cool.
Well, would you get tats?
Would I get tats? Probably not, because I wouldn't know what to get. So
I know what to get.
One.
The scoreline for this result.
I knew you were going to say something.
Three.
Stupid.
Okay, so that, my favorite swear word is pussy.
Go on in. What's yours?
I'm going to say prick.
Audio listeners, me and Fuad are about to reveal what we both have written on these boards. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, that actually is it. That actually, well played. You know what? Sorry, bro.
I put pussy or foo hats put for fuck's sake.
So it's actually 1-0.
I'm sorry, bro. That actually is better.
Jackson Philly.
That is
and a repeat
better.
Of last time is happening again because
I do say that a lot.
He says for fuck's sake a lot.
You do say that.
Sorry, bro. I'm actually really sorry.
No, give it thought, Mandem. Seriously.
I'm sorry,
I want to make it close.
Yeah.
So one day, we can do another maybe on your channel and it's like the grand finale, you get me? Yeah. Or even just as a YouTube video on mine or Chunks' channel.
All right, so, say less.
Like, I'm actually being serious. Try to win this.
Pussy is my favorite. Pussy,
please stop.
You know they're trying, bro.
No, they
just don't know each other.
Because look, bro.
Next question. Yeah, you're actually pissing me off. Next question.
How long have you known each other?
Next question.
Favorite brand? Already makes sense for the other person today.
It's only fair.
Brand, see, that's Vegas.
That's what I see my brother wearing in the show. That's what I'm gonna go for.
Favorite brand,
Hella Tops.
At the moment of all time, though,
that's Vegas. Fuck, man.
What you think? I think your favorite brand is. That's the fucking game, bro.
Okay, that's
please. Let's win that. That's not less about. Please. Yeah,
that's
what I know. I know, bro. This is easy. You know, like I know my boy. I think you guys kind of know each other.
Wait, I feel like you're rubbing, touching his knee. I know how this works.
No, man.
You know them dumb ones, like, yo, like two taps means old.
Yeah. Fucking mental.
Oh, no, what's the Morse code thing?
Man said. All right,
I wish,
cool.
bro. I'm all right. Oh, I'm vexed because it's too vague. It could be favorite drink. It could be favorite.
Okay,
drink,
now here's a question before me and Foob reveal our answers. Are you confident with this one?
If we're talking about the same subject matter, then I'm confident.
Okay, sweet. Well, mine is 3, 2, 1, Casablanca.
Okay, what's your one?
Mine, I would say J4's.
Cold.
Casablanca.
Yes,
both
of the boys got it right. Yeah, Jordan. It don't matter. You don't need to specify Jordan. Let's go. But yeah, let's perfect. Go.
But what, you like Jordan clothes or just like the shoes? Oh,
the crepes.
Oh, okay.
He loves. You started from me, but you love
that's
it.
That's tricky,
yeah.
You know, because you could have understood the question wrong.
Bro, I had at least 4 different answers in my head. I had like, he loves Prime at the minute. He backs Prime. He loves this clothing designer called
Have they been sending you bottles?
Mickey.
Yeah.
Love
Mickey.
That.
Mickey, he loves Mickey.
Mickey, yeah.
And then, Jason. Yeah. It was stressful, but yeah, landed.
Well, we're going to see how much they know each other with this next question.
All right, so this one is favorite soft drink. Now, you guys can nominate who you think for us, and I'll nominate who you think for you.
I'll let you go.
I'm going to nominate favorite soft drink. Chunks to answer.
Okay. I don't like this one. Damn.
He's gassing. Next.
Go on, Broski.
This one's annoying because we got to think smart.
But let me just...
Wait, hold on. Only because you've just said he loves Prime at the minute and then you had a special request. Was it you for a certain drink that you wanted?
No, actually, he had the special request.
Yes, thank God. You shouldn't have said that. So now you are going to answer James' favourite drink. Foo's answering.
Lightwork.
Hey!
I didn't say anything. Yeah, it's light work for my boy.
You both know what that means, though.
Yeah, that means.
That's that, bro. That means, I remember
that
the means, last time
that I had yesterday at the shoot. Posio. Oh, you wrote it already.
All right, cool. Posio, see?
Yeah. All right, cool then. Oh, Philly. What is your favorite drink?
Well, it's orange.
I actually know it. Actually, maybe I don't.
It's orange.
Okay.
And she's fizzy.
What's she called?
Starts with an F, ends with an A. Fanta.
What's your one?
Bro. White Drawn, sugar free, Monster.
On. Come on.
Oh, we had it walking in. No, but he didn't say white, so they don't get the point.
Don't be stupid. Okay, cool. So, all right, guys, I said Fanta Orange, and Fuad got the right question.
So,
well,
the score
right
is currently 3-2. Remember, people, for the sake of great entertainment for you guys, I low key want the boys to win so we can have a grand
finale. How many questions you got left?
Oh, okay.
Let's just do 2
up
more.
Up to 5. The first to 5.
First to 5.
Yeah,
and it's 3-2 to you.
We're three. Yep. Come on, brother. What are you getting wrong?
No. All right, cool. Next question.
I know you like the back first of my five. Hand, bro.
Favorite part of London? That's crazy. Because how the hell are we going to know that? That's a bit wild, man.
I want. No, you pick. I can't pick all the time. You pick.
Favorite part of London? So you're...
Do you know what annoys me?
He's not...
He thinks he's smart.
He's doing the poker face, isn't it?
Yeah, he's trying to do like the...
That's Malcolm X. He's doing the Malcolm X.
When I said to... Look, think logically. When I said, who you pick, he went, light work. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, we got to think tactical. All of that, don't fall for this beard's chin touching shit.
Let me tell you about this. You're from Essex, so obviously you know more about London than you would because I know where you're from. So I feel like he would know where he likes to go when it comes to London. But what I'm going to do is ask Fuad, where is... I'm going to ask James, where is Fuad's favourite place in London?
James, you're not from London, though.
No.
Yeah,
no.
But that's what I'm trying to say, because he'd probably say, I love going to that place whenever I'm in London. So he'll probably say that area. I'm just trying something. Let me laugh.
Okay.
All right, cool. And then who do you want to answer first?
So wait, I'm answering for James.
Nope, other way around.
James is answering for me.
Yes.
Okay. I want favourite part of London. I want you to answer for Philly.
Ooh.
I'd rather the other way, you know, genuinely, because you know what I love. Just for argument's sake, 3, 2, 1.
North West
London, yeah, there you go. Bastards. So this one's going to be difficult.
Favorite. So disclaimer, are we doing postcode, like postal codes? Are we doing?
Can we just say North, boroughs? East, South, West?
By the way, guys, I don't want to say this.
Can
like,
I be real? I'm actually nervous for this one.
Yeah, I'm kind of so nervous as well. But what I am going to say is,
because
we answered the question so fast every single round.
And this is what I wanted to prove to everyone at home. Sometimes to be successful in business, you can fake a friendship almost. And you can get to the top. You can be in the top 100 podcast in the world. And that this shits and gigs is
top 10 for 42 weeks.
Top 10.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Top 5 sometimes. Yeah. More time. More time.
Don't clear your throat like that.
More time.
Don't look at lips. Don't look at lips.
Top 5 right now. Fat. That's on God.
Cool.
Do it again.
You know there's nothing in this room. Yeah, the bastard. All right, cool. Hear this one out then.
Oh, I love that. Well done, though. That shit makes me proud.
Oh, he's rubbed it out. Fuad's choking. Is it because... I mean, Jane is choking. Is that because Fuad is telling him something?
No, my phone's actually ringing. My phone's ringing.
Okay.
This is jarring.
As you can see, James is struggling.
This is actually jarring.
It's taking him 14 minutes to write anything, guys.
My brothers, the strugglers.
The strugglers, you know. You know where we never struggle,
Shits and strugglers.
Shits and strugglers is mental.
I know my boy. I like what he likes. He likes what I like.
That's not like your boyfriend.
Three, two.
Wait. 3, 2, 1 for who's answering?
Our answers.
So you're going to answer?
Yeah, go on.
You're doing 3, 2, 1 for yourself?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Okay, say that.
Mine, if I had to pick in London, would be Knightsbridge. And the reason for that is because it has one of my favorite restaurants and I absolutely love going to Harrods.
Yours?
Shoreditch.
Why? Can we have a reason why, like mine?
It's just good vibes.
Fez?
Always good vibes in Shoreditch. Can't complain.
Cool. I'll show the answers in 3, 2, 1. Oh my God, that's at South London.
Is that 3-3?
Fuad has said Shoreditch. James said Shoreditch. James said Shoreditch, which means it's 3-3.
My brother.
I thought you were gonna say South London.
Bro, use your common sense. Where, don't say my favorite restaurant card. I don't want it to get mad flizz.
Is it there?
And then look when I go Harrods, I'm always in that steak place. Come on, bro, man. My favorite is Knightsbridge. I get to go shop and eat amazing food.
Fucked it. 3-3.
Hey,
that was a hard question.
It sounds so weird, but I'm glad you've got that point. It makes it more exciting. That last time it was mad boring.
It was, that was not nice.
What was this guy? Next question.
I'm actually getting pissed off. Get the fucking next question.
I can't believe you've done that. What did you base that on?
It's because you're a Southie.
So? Don't even live in South.
Yeah, true.
Oh, brother, you didn't think, man. You got too excited.
Yeah.
Chill out, genuinely. I think we need to humble ourselves.
Yeah, okay, cool. All
right, stop the banter for a sec. Let's actually think about answers now.
All right, go on then.
Come on, man.
Favorite sex position?
Oh, he went. Oh, he's.
You don't know mine.
These men are doing reverse psych.
They are. They think they're clever. Mm.
Cool, you choose for us then.
I picked the last one, you go.
You know what? Because you, man, need a dub, and this is your show, and obviously you're climbing and growing, you want trust with your audience. Mm. I'm going to throw you a bone, and then Chunks can choose for Philly.
I'm telling you, you won't know, man.
That's between you two.
Actually, what? Let's just entertain them. What's mine in 3, 2, 1?
N-A. N-A. Hey, you won't know, man.
N-A is hilarious.
Not applicable. Never done that thing in my life. What about you guys?
You want, who are you nominating?
So you're voting for me to do... I don't know, Phillies, man. He loves all of them. I'm going to vote...
James, answer Fufu's.
All right.
I think James knows those specific stuff, bro.
You've already done
should've
that.
Should have done the other way around. Yeah. Oh, you fucked it, man.
Can we do the last one, a would you rather than a question?
I don't know what you like, man.
I'm locked in.
No, you won't know it.
All right, where's the... You got man got trophies in there or not?
Facts, bro. We will be.
We're on three. We're on four
about
now.
About to be on four.
Fuck, man.
Oh, we should have been humble. You fucked it with South London, man. You chose in South London. I made it out the hood. What am I going back for?
Do you know what I'm gassed? You feel exactly how I felt in that seat.
Brother,
yeah.
He's took me back to
in
the
my
woods.
Own yard. You might made me feel like shit.
Yeah.
I'm happy about this.
I feel kind of shit in my own yard.
I'll be going first.
Yeah, go on.
My favorite position, missionary lips.
Oh, you idiot.
Oh, it actually is.
You've
that.
Been vocal about that so many times, Fuad.
It actually is that.
Fuad said what?
Oh, I love collapsed doggy. I call it laying down doggy, though.
What's your favorite?
Side, the side one.
Oh, the side, like straight, that, collapsed dogs.
Oh.
slash Superman.
Do you know how many times you've said that's your favorite?
I forgot that existed. As soon as you asked the question, Mission Lips came to my mind.
Mine's a side thing because you can still lips, but you get breast.
It's fine. It's fine.
Explain that. Why? Explain why it's your favorite.
Remember, so look, the side one.
Yeah,
so you can grab one leg like that.
Yeah.
I'm in there. From the side now, I get to hold breast disease back here, and I'm lipsing, so it's
side one's live. Side one's live. And you can manually spread the cheek.
Manually.
You're my guy.
Manually is crazy.
Sometimes it's a key word in the sentence that makes it bang, innit?
So we both got it wrong, guys.
Wait,
that's on me,
ladies
that's
and gentlemen.
On me. Damn.
This is the grand finale. Whoever answers this question right wins. If we both answer the question right,
sudden death.
Then it's sudden death.
All right.
The last questions, I say questions because we could both get this one right. They're going to be would you rathers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I feel like that's interesting because it could be two things that you like and you kind of have to say.
All right, go on then.
Or guess what you like the most.
Would you rather have universal respect or unlimited power? Universal respect, unlimited power. That's a very good one. Universal respect or unlimited power. I'm gonna ask for James to answer about Fuad. What about us?
I'm actually gonna. What do you think?
I want to know Philly's answer. So Chunks to answer for Philly.
Chunks to answer for Philly.
Universal respect or
unlimited power. That's a fucking shit question to ask. I want both.
Oh, really?
Unlimited power or
universal respect. Would you rather's are tough, man.
They are tough.
Yeah, because you don't ask these questions, do you? Facts. That's why I like you ask that. You could have easily said chicken or beef. Like, that's just right. You know what I mean?
Fred, what's your answer?
Universal respect or unlimited power?
Yeah.
Universal respect.
James got the right answer. So, Philly, what is your answer?
Mine is also universal respect.
Yes!
All right, then! It's a game!
Why did you pick universal respect?
I just feel like respect over power, man.
Yeah.
Just personally.
But I feel like with having universal respect, you can gain power.
Facts, you can go anywhere with the respect. Yes. You know what I mean?
That's what I thought of.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Go on, James, next question.
4-4. Only be able to communicate in emojis or never text again. You guys ask for us.
Philly to answer for Chunks.
Definitely. What about you, man?
Chunks, you pick.
Fair to answer for
James.
James.
This is bigger than Champions League final, World Cup.
Locked.
Locked, yeah?
Locked as well.
Well, in that case, James.
I'm really nervous. Sorry,
can you let us know what Fuad we've written?
Emojis. Did you care? Oh my God.
My answer will be emojis.
And it's 5-4.
He's trying to lie to us.
But you can call.
It's 5-4.
Nah, he's lying to us.
What was the question?
Only be able to communicate emojis.
Never
text again. You could call. Put never text again.
That's unfortunate, guys. It really is unfortunate.
Why didn't you think logically, Ak? You're smarter than me.
Do you know what's interesting?
You can call, bro. A voice note. My days.
Are they screwed in, those pictures, or they come off easy?
Yeah, I think we might need to take a couple.
Because green's actually my colour.
But red bodes well with me.
Yeah, red, you
I blend in.
Yeah, you blend.
Yeah.
And I just feel like we owe it to the fans to give them something that they can actually tune in for.
Fuming.
Editor, can you just change that to the Jimmy and Fuego show?
Yeah. Because you've got an F there already.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah, facts. There.
What I'm not going to do is be sour. Chunks, please put your hands together for the winners of this Best Friends Challenge.
Jimmy Savile and Fuego!
Jimmy and Fuego, Chicks and Geeks. Well done,
thank you, guys. That was sick.
I would love to have the rematch one day on my YouTube or Chunks' YouTube. We can do rock, paper, scissors.
We're going
to
do it, man.
But it would be super, super fun. And I suppose that day we can film
the evil eye.
Bro, it's calm, man. And what the thing you, is, as mad as that.
Why didn't you think that though?
Because money changes friendship sometimes. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, the money actually changes friendship.
Come back, man.
This is calm, right?
Yeah. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe.
Please
make sure you subscribe because we're trying to just get more subscribers. Hopefully, it's like we're on the grind right now. that's been James and Fuad.
Was gang. Thank you guys. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, man.
I loved that one.
Hey, you know we've never had an ep that long.
Yeah.
I was gonna
Do you know when I knew he was enjoying it? Remember I said let's wrap up for an hour in. Bro, an hour in, I said, yeah.